It's time to praise him. Psalm 67, and I'm going to read the whole thing. There's only 7 verses. God, keep us near your mercy fountain and bless us. Does he do that for you? He does it for me. And when you look down on us, may your face beam with joy. Selah, pause in his presence. Wow, have you ever looked up and seen God's face beaming with joy? Amen. He loves to bless his kids, and he likes to look down on us and see that we're blessed. And you know, when he does, we know that he has blessed us, and it's making him happy too. Not just us, but it's making him happy. Send us out all over the world so that everyone everywhere will, number one, discover your ways, number two, know who you are, and three, see your power to save. Now, I believe we let people know and teach them to discover his ways. And I myself, and I know everybody that I talk to, wants people to get to know who God really is. Do you believe that? I want to let people know who he is. I want to tell them all about him. But number three, I think, is something we need to pray about. I think we need to call on the Holy Spirit that people might see his power to save. There's a power that we haven't tapped into yet, because it's a power that comes from his word. And we need to speak his word. We need to speak healing. We have been given, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been given the power to speak healing. And I want to be tuned into the Holy Spirit so I hear him when he says to me, urges me, pray for that one. Well, I didn't know if they'd like that. I didn't know. Have you ever done that? You just kind of swallow it and you go on, and then you're condemned afterwards because you know you should have done it, but you were scared to. Mainly because of what you think they might think of you, that maybe you're weird. We need to give that up, and we need to be more in tune with the Holy Spirit. We need to lay hands on people and speak God's word, and he speaks healing. Amen? Amen. Then they'll see the power, and that very power brings them to salvation. Let all the nations burst forth with praise. Let everyone everywhere love and enjoy you. We love him, but are we enjoying him? We need to enjoy him. I love it. Then how glad the nations will be when you are their king. They will sing and they will shout, for you give true justice to the people. How refreshing that is. When I wrote that, I made little stick men, whole bunch of little stick men, and put smiley faces on them. Because when God's in power and when he's moving, there's a joy, and our hearts sing, and there's a joy, and that's refreshing. The world is in such chaos today. Such chaos. And as it gets darker, the light, who's the light? The light is going to shine brighter and brighter. Yes, you, Lord, are the shepherd of the nations. No wonder the peoples praise you. Let all the people praise you more. The harvest of the earth is here. God, the very God we worship, keeps us satisfied at his banquet of blessings. Not just blessings, but banquet of blessing. That's me more and more and more, and you can go back for seconds. I want seconds from him. Amen. Amen. All the blessings keep coming. Then all the ends of the earth will give him the honor he deserves and be in awe of him. Amen. I am in awe of him. His blessings are overwhelming, and we get to taste them, and we get to enjoy them. Therefore, we get to enjoy him, which means he enjoys us enjoying him. I want to bring him pleasure. Do you? Let's stand, and I'm just going to have us repeat, not the whole psalm, but just some selections. I didn't even put the verse numbers yet. God, keep us near your mercy fountain and bless us. When you look down on us, may your face beam with joy. Let all the nations burst forth with praise. Let everyone, everywhere, love and enjoy you. Let all the people praise you more. The harvest of the earth is here. God, the very God we worship, keeps us satisfied at his banquet of blessings. And the blessings keep coming. Hallelujah. And the blessings keep coming and roll on and on. Great and mighty is my God. Is yours?
Amen. Yes, he is.